to Dave.
Dog or person? Dog or person? Is it a dog?
Don't make me laugh.
Right, welcome back to Dog or Person. Playing today is Chris from Leeds and also Dominic from Norwich. No time to really check in with you again. All that there is time to say is the scores, which so far, Chris is winning 5-4 after round one.
Can I just say that in memory of reverse word, several people have texted in saying, can you reverse this word, Dave? H-S-I-B-B-U-R. And I think that's in the... regard to your quiz, this one here.
Okay, on with the show.
Or P-A-R-C.
We've had round one, which means that it's set up very nicely for round two. And what I thought we'd do here is have a numbers game.
Great.
Because a bit like Countdown is split into different bits. You have letters and numbers. I thought we too could have something similar. So this is the Dog or Person numbers game. And the rules of this are very simple. Let me just explain. As everybody knows, a dog year is equivalent to approximately 7 human years.
Right.
Okay, so write this down. One dog year is approximately 7 human years. Now, what I have here in my little box of tricks is an assortment of numbers. I have small numbers, middle numbers, and big numbers, right? And what I want you to do is convert the human years into dog years, okay? So essentially what you have to do is divide by 7. So, for example, if I was to say 7, Dominic, you would say...
One.
Correct. That's how the numbers game works. So, for a small number, you get 1 point. For a middle number, you get 2 points. And for a big number, if you really want to get on the leaderboard, you get 3 points. So?
Say that again.
For a small number, you get 1 point.
Right.
For a middle number, you get 2 points.
So, number, you say what?
I say a number, and you have to then convert that into dog years.
All right, so, for example...
I might say 7.
Right.
And you would then say 1, obviously.
Okay.
If I was to say, I'll give you another one. What the heck? If I was to say 70,
right,
you would say
1.
10.
10.
You see?
Got
that's
you.
How the dog years work.
Get on with Dave.
All right. So, buzz in when you think you know. Actually, no, that won't work, will it? Right, Chris, would you like a small, middle...
Am I playing the music?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Small number, middle number, or big number?
I'll have a middle number, please.
56.
8.
Is the right answer. Keep score, Rachel.
I too will have a middle number, please.
35.
5.
Chris?
Middle number, please, Dave.
Okay. 49.
7.
Correct.
I think I'll have a middle number, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Please, Carol.
42.
Oh, 7, 6, 7.
6.
6. Okay. Chris?
I'll have a high number, please, Dave.
Right. 63.
9.
Yep. You're good at this.
Thank you.
I'll have a high number, too.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't score.
Oh, you stupid cow. This was the high tension. 84.
Twelve
is the right answer.
High number, please, Dave.
Okay.
This is thoroughly enjoying.
77.
11.
Okay, what are the final scores, Rachel?
Well, Dave! I've done it wrong, Dave.
You've made a mockery of this. This was going really well, and now it's just shambolics.
Could you just tell me the scoring system again?
I told you.
Well, wasn't that enjoyable? And there'll be more Dog or Person at the same time next time here on Wonderful Radio 1. Dave's outfit was from Doggy Clothes, and he's back at the same time next week here on Dog or Person. How do you feel that went, Dave?
Do you know, I might drop the numbers game.
Really?
I think it might be overly complex.
Excellent. It's 8:28, if anybody's actually still listening.